the Triumph Cycle Company of Coventry, Warwickshire, established in 1887, was known for bicycles, motorcycles and motorized three-wheelers long before it began building cars in 1923. It became the Triumph Motor Company in 1930 and produced a variety of sedans and sporty cars including the Super 7, Super 8, Gloria and Dolomite. Its most daring venture was the ambitious 1934 Triumph Dolomite Straight 8 powered by a double overhead cam, 140 horsepower 2-liter inline 8. It was a knockoff of the Italian Alfa Romeo 8C 2300 but financial constraints limited production to 3. Triumph went into receivership during the Second World War and was bought in 1944 by the Standard Motor Company to become a subsidiary of Standard. After the war, Triumph cars, now Standard-based, came as the 1800, later Renown, midsize sedan and subcompact Mayflower sedan, both with razor-edge styling reminiscent of such 1930s luxury cars as the Rolls-Royce. There was also a rather quaint 1946-1949 and 1800-2000s Roadster, the last production car with a rumble seat. It was slow and expensive and had limited sales. Standard began exporting Triumphs to Canada and the United States in 1948 with modest success. That situation changed dramatically with the arrival of the car that really brought Triumph to North American attention, the 1954 TR2 sports car. It had a twin carburetor, 90 horsepower 2-liter modified Standard Vanguard 4. Its performance far overshadowed the popular MG and approached that of the larger-engined Austin Healey. The Triumph TR series was very successful for Standard Motor Company. It evolved through the Trail 3, TR3A et al. Up to the Trail 6 of the 1970s, now with a 2.5-liter overhead valve 6. TRs were all based on the original TR2 platform until the Trail 6, by which time it had reached the limit of its development. Following a series of acquisitions and mergers, by 1975 Triumph was part of largely state-owned British Leyland Limited, and former competitors MG and Triumph found themselves under the same corporate roof. BL management decided to concentrate on the Triumph sports car, allowing MG development to languish. Thus the MGB soldiered on virtually unchanged while an all-new Triumph TR7 arrived in 1975. And all-new it was. Whereas the Trail 6 was a body-on-frame roadster with four-wheel independent suspension, the Trail 7 was a unit construction coupe with a beam rear axle. It was not powered by a 6 like the Trail 6, which continued for another year, but a 2-liter, 1,998cc, single overhead cam 4. This engine was also fitted to the Triumph Dolomite, post-war, sedan and sold to Saab who used it as the basis for its 99, 900 9000 model engines. In the Trail 7 it was tilted 45 degrees to the left allowing easy access to the two Stromberg carburetors. It had rack and pinion steering and suspension was McPherson struts in front and coil springs at the rear. Brakes were disc front and drum rear. The TR7's 90 horsepower accelerated the 1,068 kilograms, 2,355 pounds, coupe to 97 kilometers per hour, 60 miles per hour, in 11.3 seconds and achieved a top speed of 174 kilometers per hour, 108 miles per hour, road and track 5/75. This was close to the Trail 6's performance and only marginally better than the original Trail 2's 0-97. 60 time of 12.2 seconds and 166 kilometers per hour, 103 miles per hour, top speed, R&T 4/54. This illustrated how emission controls were stifling performance. The Trail 7 styling by British Leyland was decidedly wedge-shaped and could not really be called elegant. It appeared short and wide and would have benefited from some of the magic that Italian stylist Giorgetto Giugiaro demonstrated in such exquisite designs as the Lotus Espert and Volkswagen Sirocco. TR7 assembly was a disjointed affair reflecting the somewhat chaotic condition the British auto industry was sliding into. Production began in Liverpool and was moved to Coventry 3 years later, which resulted in part of a year's loss of production. Then in 1980 it was relocated yet again to the Rover plant in Solihull west of Coventry. The results of production disruptions and periodic union militancy were apparent in the Trail 7's somewhat indifferent quality control that negatively impacted sales. A Trail 7 coupe was joined by a convertible in 1979, which seemed to show its styling to better advantage. Unhappily for the Trail 7, Britain's auto industry was fading on the world stage against strong competitors like the Japanese with such outstanding sports cars as the Datsun Z-Series and Mazda RX-7. In spite of several strikes against it, by the time TR7 production ceased in 1981, more than 112,000 had been built. It was replaced by the short-lived Trail 8, a Trail 7 fitted with the General Motors designed 3.5-liter aluminum overhead valve V8. The TR7 was a good attempt at reviving Britain's waning sports car leadership, but it came too late and with too many problems. B. Vance 1 at Cogeco.ca.